Boswell Media Sports.
And welcome into Kosciuszko Leader with a softball here on Boswell Media Sports. Great work back at the studio by our guy, Donald. We just finished with the national anthem. We're going on a little bit early tonight because there's some rain in the forecast, so both coaches are like, let's start this thing as quick as we can. So our pregame kind of got cut off there, but great work by Donald. But, yeah, we're coming to you from Pontotoc, Mississippi, up the Natchez Trace, and then you take about a 40-minute detour up Highway 15, and then you're here in Pontotoc for this is third round of playoff action between the Kosciuszko Lady Whippets and the Lady Warriors of Pontotoc. Whippets are the visiting team, obviously, so we will go over the starting lineups for your Kosciuszko Lady Whippets. Those starting lineups are brought to you by Holmes Community College. Leading off will be McKinley Dickerson playing shortstop, batting second, playing third base will be Mary Kimball Price, batting third and in the circle. Anna Grace Whitehead, cleanup spot. Campbell Blaine, she'll bat fourth, play center field. Gracie Williams, she'll bat fifth, play second base. Macy Coleman, she'll bat sixth, play left field. Lizzie K. Jones, bat seventh, plays right field. Alexander West, bats eighth, plays catcher. And tonight, in the designated player spot, will be Gracie Kate Burrell in the field at the flex position, but not in the batting lineup, will be Katie Morgan Rutherford. So goes Dickerson, Price, Whitehead, Blaine, Williams, Coleman, Jones, West, Burrell, and Rutherford in the field. So we had some, not sure, stoppage of play there. Coach Wildman wanted to speak to the home plate umpire, but in the circle for the Lady Warriors will be Avery Bridgman. She is a sophomore. 1.45 earned run average, 11-2 on the season, 96 2/3 innings pitched, 119 strikeouts to 38 walks. First pitch offering is high, ball one. So Dickerson in the postseason batting it at 250. Oh, excuse me, 375. Another high fastball out of the zone. Yeah, Dickerson from that leadoff spot, 3-for-8. She got a triple, a double, a single, 3 runs driven in, and 1 run scored. She leads the team in runs scored, does Dickerson. Another pitch high out of the zone, way high. It keeps getting higher and higher and higher for Bridgman. So Dickerson will be no doubt taking all the way right here. Set the defense for you around the diamond, and that one's a called strike. Comes back across the middle of the plate. But Bridgman, she's in the circle. She's being caught by Kelsey Spears. After this pitch, we'll give you the infield. That's a little off the plate for ball four. So a leadoff walk for McKinley Dickerson. That'll bring up Mary Kimball Price. In the field at the corners, you got Sadie Spiegel at first, Channing Lane at third. Allie Beckley, the star player for Coach Wildman, she's a shortstop. We'll tell you more about her. Addison Owen, she's at second. There's an off-speed pitch to Price that barely makes it to the plate. Running around the outfield, it will be Jory McKnight in right field, Ella Hill in center field, and Lexi Rogers in left field. And that time, Bridgman comes a fastball across the outside corner of the plate. Price, here in the postseason, comes in batting it at 250, 2-for-8. So you got a home run and a couple of RBIs. There's a changeup. It stays outside. Yeah, Price had a home run in the game one against Itawamba. A couple of hits in that big first inning the Whippets put up. And that was a fastball. That's a little bit low in the zone, but it looks like the umpire is going to be given that portion of the plate. First innings for Whippets softball presented by Itala County Bank. That was about at the letters, so the count goes full. First inning, no score. A muggy afternoon here from Pontotoc on the early start. Payoff pitch is hit foul back over behind home plate. Your weather report is, it's a Mississippi day in May. That's all you really need to know. Weather report, field conditions presented by Renaissance Insurance. 81 degrees And it feels more about 89 with the humidity. And you got a chance of rain coming about 7 o'clock. That one's low inside ball four, so two straight walks to lead the game for Bridgman. And it'll be Anna Grace Whitehead stepping in. Whitehead in the circle this evening. He's gone all but one inning here in the postseason for the Kosciuszko Whippets. But at the plate offensively, having a pretty good postseason. She looks at a high ball out of the zone. 600 here in the postseason. 3 for 5 with a home run, a couple of singles, a run driven in, and 2 runs scored. Pitch low bounces to the plate. I should say she doesn't have 2 runs scored. Runs that represent her. 2 runs scored. Now, Coach Wildman going to walk out and speak to his pitcher, Bridgman. He's going to have some trouble locating. We'll tell you how these teams got here. Pontotoc defeated Caledonia in 3 games. And the game here on, I guess it was Friday night, game here went to 8 innings. And Caledonia hit a home run in the top of the 8th inning. And the Lady Warriors weren't able to answer that in the bottom. So Caledonia took game one, and then after that it was all Pontotoc. They won 8-1 at Caledonia and 8-1 here on Tuesday night. They were originally supposed to play Monday night, got rained out, so they played on Tuesday night. So that's how the Lady Warriors of Pontotoc have gotten to this third round. They're the one seed out of Region 2, so they had that bye week in the first round, just like the Whippets did. Big cut there from Whitehead, comes up empty, down leaving up at 1-1. The runners on first and second, nobody out. Whitehead at the plate. A little slow roller to third. It'll get past the lane, and everybody's safe. Yeah, it wasn't hit very hard, and Lane had to move to her left, and it hit off of her glove. And then that time Beckley trying to just clean up the play, throws it to second. It'd probably be an infield single. I don't think we call that a – if you move to her left a little bit, we'll give Whitehead the single there. Well, of course, we'll have to check our book with the official scorekeeper after this. Campbell Blaine will step in. Blaine, the only member of this team that played the last time these two teams met. That was in 2018, a game for the – a series for the North State Championship. And she looks at strike one. Blaine having a good postseason. She is batting it at 1,006 for 6. She's got a double, 5 singles, 2 runs driven in, and 2 runs scored. She's reached base every time she's been at the plate. There's one hit to Beckley at short. They're going to go to third for one, and that's all that they can get. So it'll be a fielder's choice, but McKinley Dickerson comes around to score. So a run driven in for Blaine, and Whippets take a 1-0 lead. Note that someone came in to run for Whitehead, I believe. That's because that's Mansell or Wood. You can't really see on this side of the field. I'll get you that name here in a minute. But Gracie Williams looks at a sort of a change up coming back across the plate for strike one. Yeah, these teams met back in 2018. It was a game on May 4th and May 7th. Whippets swept that series 2-0 to go to the state championship. Bridgman winds and delivers another strike for strike two. Whippets won game one here in Pontotoc 4-0, and they won game two back in Kosciuszko 5-2. And as we said, Kemba Blaine, the only member of the ball club that got in. That ball's hit high in the air. Should be an infield fly. It will be, and it's caught anyway. But the infield fly retires Gracie Williams, and Macy Coleman will step in. Coleman, let's see, in the postseason, 285, a 333 hit in the regular season, 285 here in the postseason, 2 for 7, had a double, a single, a couple of runs driven in. Yeah, so there's a changeup. Bridgman not afraid to open with that. That's, I mean, it takes a long time. You almost brush your teeth by the time to get the ball gets to the plate. So some good discipline from these Whippet batters. And that time she comes back with a fastball, and Coleman not able to connect. She's a little over the top of it. So you can see how that dynamic, yeah, that first pitch coming, you're looking slow, slow, slow pitch, and then Bridgman comes back with a nice fastball, even the count. She swings and fouls that one back into the netting. So Whippets have a 1-0 lead. Runners on first and second. Macy Coleman at the plate. Bridgman winds and delivers, and she's able to keep it alive. Fouls it off. There's a whole lot of give in this net, and I got a big hole right here in front of me, so we'll see if a ball can find its way through. Right here. Yeah, that one hit a couple of seats down from us, but down will remain. One ball and two strikes to Coleman. There's that off-speed pitch, and Coleman just lines it back to Bridgman, and she'll underhand toss it for the 1-3 put out. But the Whippets get one run on one hit, no errors, and two left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Whippets lead it 1-0. We're back in 60 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. Did we mention the part where Wendy's biscuits are hot and buttery?
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, hot and buttery.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
From the classroom to the athletic playing field, Holmes Community College provides a world of opportunities. A first-class education, affordable tuition, and accessible locations make Holmes your best choice to further your higher education. Holmes Community College is consistently recognized as one of the best community colleges in the state of Mississippi. Let Holmes Community College fill your needs by providing classes for academic transfer, learning a new trade, or improving your skills through our workforce development department. For more information, log on to the school's website at holmescc.edu or calling 1-800-HOLMES-4.
Boswell Media Sports.
First inning for the softball are presented by Italic County Bank. And our first inning is Whippets lead it 1-0. They push one run across in the top half of the inning, and it will be the top of the order due up in the bottom of the first for the Pontotoc Lady Warriors. They'll send Allie Beckley, Joy Magnight, and Addison Owen to the plate. Tell you more about Beckley after this. Whitehead winds, delivers, and it's a Price at third. Quick throw to first, and good play. One pitch, one out. So that was a great stab at third by Price. And Beckley, you just have no time whatsoever to get Beckley. She is a speedster. If you came here in 2018, she's still the leadoff batter. She was a leadoff batter in eighth grade when these two teams played. And she's got signed to play basketball and softball at Itawamba Community College. So it says what kind of athlete she is. And Joy McKnight, the lefty, comes in, kind of shows like a drag bunt, but the pitch must have been a little off the plate from Whitehead. Didn't miss by much. We'll give you Whitehead's numbers after this pitch. That one's hit to Williams at second. Quick throw. And she's out at second base. First base. Quick throw. Boy, Williams up with it quickly. Had to throw it to Rutherford at first as it got under the glove of Whitehead. She put a glove out to her left, and she wasn't able to knock it down, but luckily she didn't hit it. So the ball stayed in its trajectory to Williams, and she was able to throw out the runner at first base. That'll bring up Addison Owen, quickly rolling through the first inning here. Give you some stats on her as Whitehead opens her with a strike. First up, Anna Grace Whitehead on the season, a .96 earned run average, 17-1 on the year in 20 appearances, 102 innings pitched. And there's another strike right there. And giving up 29 runs, 132 strikeouts to 18 walks. That's the season stats here. In this postseason, she's thrown 13 innings, giving up 5 hits, 4 runs, and struck out 11. She's one strike away from making that 12. And there it is, a called strike 3. That's a fair throw strikeout, and the Whippets await quick work of the Warriors in the bottom of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base after one complete. Whippets lead it 1-0. We're back in 60 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
To the providers at Premier Medical Group Kosciuszko and Trace Urgent Care, your good health is their priority.
That's why it's so important to take advantage of your insurance's wellness visit and Healthy You appointments with Premier Medical Group.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gray Wallace, reminding you that it's important to maintain your health and wellness by taking advantage of your annual wellness or Healthy You benefit provided by your insurance plan. We can help you maintain your health and prevent illnesses like cardiovascular disease and certain cancers.
Premier Medical Group, Kosciuszko, 289-1800, and Premier Medical Group, Trace Urgent Care, 289-9155. Call to get your wellness or Healthy You appointment scheduled today. Attention all you guys and girls, or at least the ones that came into the world via your mother. This Sunday is Mother's Day. Did you forget?
Uh-oh.
So celebrate your mother at the Itala County Co-op. They have all their home and garden 25% off, along with a select section of ladies' t-shirts 25% off. You can create a custom gift basket just for your mom.
I love you.
The Mother's Day sale this Wednesday through Saturday at the Itala County Co-op, Highway 12 in Kosciuszko.
Boswell Media Sports.
Right to the top of the second inning, Lindsey K. Jones up to the plate. She's seen two pitches from Bridgman. First one was a foul ball. Second one was low in the dirt. Whippets with a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second. That one's fouled. It's going to land right over here close to us. It'll be one ball, two strikes. Second innings for the Whippet softball, brought to you by Michelle Nicholson State Farm. It's his third round playoff action here in the postseason. It's the quarterfinals or the North semifinals, however you want to look at it. There are eight teams left playing, and obviously four of them in the North, four of them in the South. And there's a swinging strike three to Jones, first strikeout from Bridgman. So in the North, you have this series, Ponton Kosciuszko. On the other side of the bracket, you'll have West Lauderdale and Houston. So the winner of this series moves on to play the winner of that series. That's what it looks like as Alexander West digs in at the plate. And that's the catcher batting at seventh. He's a junior for Coach Tony Terry's ball club. A change up that Bridgman likes to open with doesn't find its mark. We got West batting at a 428 here in the postseason. A 3-for-7 with a couple of singles, a run driven in, and two runs scored. High above the letters, ball two. West originally, or on the season, a 275 hitter. Coach Terry said they've kind of been working with her, maybe changing her stance a little bit towards the postseason, and she's been having a little bit more success at the plate and kind of reflected in the postseason numbers. Ball three on a fastball high out of the zone. We talked to you about the north half of the bracket. In the south 4A, you got Newton County taking on Summerall and North Pike versus Purvis. So that's the rest of the teams playing in 4A. 3-0 pitch, and that one, of course, finds the strike zone. West going to be got the red light all the way there. But Whoopi's got a run in the top of the first on a they had bases loaded. Campbell Blaine hit a little blooper over to shortstop, and they weren't able to get the runner at home, but they got the runner at third. That ball's hit high in the air in the infield. Beckley, shortstop, will come in and call everybody off, and that'll be out number two. So Gracie Cade Burrell will come to the plate. Don't have much in the way of stats for her. Of her batting at 200 on the season with one run driven in. All I have here, I think I saw she had, had five plate appearances, five at bats. She looks at ball one, or fastball from Bridgman. Usually comes in as more of a courtesy runner for, you know, pitcher, catcher, someone like that. But she's in the designated player spot here in tonight's or this afternoon's ball game, and that ball catches the corner for strike one. I said we're rolling very, very quickly here just because they're trying to get the ball game in before the rain comes in around 7 o'clock. That's why that one's hit over into the Whippet dugout. So Whippet's kind of split over there and get out of the way. The game originally scheduled for a Friday-Saturday matchup. Moved to Thursday, Friday, because Pontotoc has the prom on Saturday night. So that's why they moved it. They wanted to make sure the girls can get to the prom. Swinging strike three, And that'll do it for the Whippets. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Whippets lead it 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning. We're back in 60 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
Rough, ain't it?
If your idea of an impulse purchase is a 300-amp Crinkus's battery charger, then CarQuest is for you.
This is Jay Price.
If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you.
Come see us at Kosciuszko Auto Parts.
CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Real parts. CarQuest, which is Kosciuszko Auto Parts.
With over 800,000 available parts, CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Kosciuszko Auto Parts. Rough, ain't it?
Itala County Bank is now open at the corner of Highway 12 and 35. Commercial consumer loans, checking savings online, and mobile banking-friendly financial services that truly fit your needs. With local calls and local decisions, it's what we do. Call 662-290-6963. Itala County Bank, a branch of Holmes County Bank, now open in Kosciuszko. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Boswell Media Sports.
Coming by Green Warriors. Bottom of the second inning, the Lady Warriors will send 4, 5, and 6 to the plate as the Clippers have a 1-0 lead. Second inning for Whippets off ball presented by Michelle Nicholson State Farm. So, yeah, we're rolling through very, very quickly. They're only giving the pitchers a couple of warm-up tosses and the changeover. Like I said, everybody wants to get this one in before the rain sets in. As they're starting at 7 o'clock, you start getting a 40% chance of showers. So, that ball's hit on the infield. Dickerson coming in will make the catch behind the circle. One pitch, one out.
Now to play number 12, Jack Lane.
Aggressive approach there by the Lady Warriors. Both leadoff batters have swung at the first pitch. They're thinking maybe jump on Whitehead early. Channing Lane, she'll step to the plate. If we get a chance, we'll try to give you some stats. That one hit in the gap at shortstop. So that'll be a single. First hit of the ball game. But yeah, once again, more aggressive play right there. Just coming up, swinging at the first thing they see. First base runner for the Lady Warriors. Sends Lexi Rogers to the plate. Rogers, one of only two seniors in the lineup. The only other senior is Beckley, the leadoff batter. Rogers, the left fielder for Coach Wildman. She shows bunt. Pulled back. Throw down the second, and he's out at second base. Caught stealing at second was Roberts, and now they're two down in the inning. Coast play at second. Well, that negates the leadoff single, but that shows you that the Warriors like to get a little aggressive on the base path. The pitch was called a ball. Rogers pulled the bunt back. She fouled that one behind home plate. But, yeah, quick rolling innings here, and I don't think anyone here is going to complain, as it's one of those little Mississippi muggy nights. You can tell the rain is coming. That one sits up the middle. Dickerson plays it off a hop, and she'll swing it over in time for the 6-3 putout. So the hit doesn't come back to bite the Whippets. There were no runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base through two complete. Lady Whippets lead it 1-0. We're back in 60 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
Hi, this is Stephen Franks with Frank Chevrolet Buick GMC here in Kosciuszko. It's never been a better time than to shop us at frankchevy.com or come by Highway 35 North. New cars and trucks arriving daily. Not ready to purchase that new vehicle today? Then come to our full-line service department where oil changes, tires, and tune-ups are all available at Frank Chevrolet Buick GMC. Let us make your driving dreams come true today at Frank Chevrolet. Highway 35 North here in Kosciuszko.
It's all about dedication. Electric Co-op line workers are trained to deal with any power emergency, but there's one thing they cannot be taught: dedication. Dedication to duty is a quality line workers are born with, and that's why you'll see them in a driving rainstorm, repairing downed power lines. That's why your power is restored in the middle of the night. Dedication to know your family is safe regardless of the weather. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Boswell Media Sports.
There you go. Top of the third for the Whippets. Number 12.
Top of the order. We'll come back to the plate for the Whippets here in the top of the third inning. That'll be McKinley Dickerson, Mary Kimball Bryson, and Anna Grace Whitehead. Third inning for Whippets softball presented by Sullivan's Drugs and Gifts. Dickerson walked and scored back in the first inning. Which was part of the back-to-back walks that Bridgman gave up to start the game. First pitch swinging, ball's fouled back behind home plate. So Dickerson, let's see. Like we said, they're going to be 3-for-8 in the postseason. That one's hit high in the infield. Going out to grab it is going to be Owens, the second baseman, hauls it in behind the bag at first, and so she's kind of moves over a little bit. So a pop up, and I'm going to bring up Mary Kimball Price. Price walked her other plate appearance back in the first. Pitch bounces to the plate, actually hits on top of the plate, that off speed pitch. And Price walked and was thrown out at third on that fielder's choice that brought home the run. Campbell Blaine hit one to shortstop, and the only play they could get was to third. It ended up bringing home a run. One must have been just a little bit outside. Didn't look too bad. We're sitting over to the side here, not behind home plate. We had to find some electricity. Isn't there some electricity in the Whippets dugout? So we're over here close to the Whippets dugout. There's it. Change up that falls, just starts falling way before it gets to the plate, and that'll be 3-0 to Price. Should probably be taken all the way right here. And she was. Looks at strike one. We mentioned about Bridgman in the open that she got a lot of strikeouts, but she also has a lot of walks. She's already got two. That puts her at 40 for the season. And that one's called ball four, the fastball high out of the zone. Of course, most folks aren't going to give Price anything to hit. When you're sitting there with 13 home runs, you're not going to see a lot. So that'll bring up Whitehead, but Whitehead also second on the team in home runs. So it's not going to get any easier for Bridgman. And there's one hit in the center field, and it'll fall just a little bit short. Whitehead sit one into shallow left, or should say deep left center, and Hill just reached over to her left to pull it out. There's no wind blowing right now. If you had a little bit of a breeze, that one, I'm not sure it gets out of here because the center field fence is pretty tall. It's only about 8 feet, maybe a little higher. Blaine hits one to the pitcher, and Bridgman fills her position for the 1-3 put out. So the walk ultimately goes for not one left on base. There were no runs, no hits, and no errors through 2.5. The Whippets with a 1-0 lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds. More Whippets softball here on Boswell Media Sports.
What moves you and your equipment down the road and through the woods? Central Tire Service and the all-new Central Trailer Sales. Utility trailers in all sizes and truck beds. Central Trailer Sales can custom order to your specifications. During hunting season, you need tires that are engineered for performance. You need Central Tire Service with brands like Kenda, Toyo, Goodyear, and Firestone. Central Tire Service puts your life in motion with ATV and vehicle tires. Central Tire Service introduces Central Trailer Sales. Veterans Memorial Drive in Kosciuszko.
Boswell Media Sports.
Bottom of the third inning. It'll be, if I flip my book over, I'll tell you what it'll be. It should be the bottom half of the order. 7, 8, and 9 due up for Coach Wildman and the Lady Warriors. be the catcher, Kelsey Spears. Let's see, Spears is a freshman. I don't have any stats on her, at least not any that I can get to quickly. But Whippets lead it 1-0, and we are moving right along, chug-a-lugging right along here from the Central Tire Service Mobile Studio. And I say Mobile Studio because, you know, it's always what we do this time of year. No press boxes in softball, so we kind of take all of our stuff and set it up. First offering from Whitehead must have been maybe a little inside, called ball one. Whitehead winds and delivers, and that one's hit slow roller to Williams at second. She'll play it and get it to first base to Rutherford in time for the out.
Number three.
Sound like it hit off the maybe the handle of the bat and just rolled to second. Slow play, but Williams able to charge the ball and get the out as Bridgman will step in. Bridgman, the sophomore pitcher. I don't have her pitching stats. I don't have any batting stats for Bridgman. Whitehead just hums it in there for strike one right down the middle. Boy, Whitehead is so effective in the circle. Number of pitches and the speed. A lot of batters not used to it. And that one goes up the middle. Bridgman connects on to a fastball, and it gets over the bag at second base. It'll bring up Ella Hill. Hill is the center fielder. Junior. Not sure. Looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner.
Number five,
Greta Huffstadler will be your courtesy runner at first for Bridgman. There's only a couple of, four juniors on the ball club. I know the only signee at junior college is Beckley. Coach Wildman did tell me that some of the juniors get some offers and some interest from some of the community colleges up in this area. Don't have any specifics. Left field, that one's hit deep in Coleman. Still able to track back about four or five steps and make the catch. Go back to the top of the order, and Allie Beckley, the shortstop, coming to the plate. The Itawamba Community College commit. She grounded out to third base back in the first inning. She hit a hot one. She jumped on the first pitch. Let's see if they keep that aggressiveness here. Two down in the inning. And she does lay down a bunt. Whitehead plays it herself. And nobody covering it first. And now they'll try to go to second, and they'll get Beckley in a rundown, and they'll tag her out at second. So, there's a whole lot that happened there, but no run scores, and the Whippets get out of the inning. So we'll tell you more about that when we come back. No runs. Let's see. No runs, one hit, one error, and one left on base. After three complete, Whippets lead it 1-0. We're back in 30 seconds with more softball on Boswell Media Sports.
When an electrical shortage in your office causes extensive smoke and water damage, or that musty odor indicates you might have a mold problem, you need a lot more than just help cleaning up. That's why ServPro Northeast Deltalands is the authority when disaster strikes. We offer all the cleanup and construction services to take your home or business to good as new and as soon as possible. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call ServPro Northeast Deltalands at 662-289-7473 to see how we can help you back to like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Boswell Media Sports.
Back here at the ballpark, it's the top of the fourth inning. Fourth innings are presented by Tyler County Co-op. We'll kind of tell you what happened on that last series of events. The ball was bunted to the circle. Anna Grace Whitehead comes off plate. It looks like she's going to have an easy play, but my view of first base is blocked. I don't know if somebody was it covering first base, but she hesitated her throw, and when she threw it, it got away from first base. So when she did that, the runner at second went around to third, and Lady Whippets threw the third to try to get that runner out. She was safe, but Beckley tries to take second, and then they get her in a rundown. Dickerson able to run and tag Beckley out. So that's what ended the inning. So, like I said, a crazy sequence of events there. And as quickly as this game is rolling, we had to get in and out of our break real quick. So we wanted to wanted to tell you what happened there. But Whippets send Gracie Williams to the plate. She swings the first pitch, and it's a long fly ball out to center field. The Hill camps out under it and makes the out. Brings up Macy Coleman. Coleman ended the first innings in a little slow ground ball back to the pitcher for an out. That one fit through the gap and by the diving second baseman Owen. So another first pitch swinging. And there's a single. That will be just the second hit of the ball game for the Lady Whippets. Macy Coleman has a one-out single, and Lizzie Kate Jones comes to the plate. Jones struck out her first at bat. Coleman is trying to steal second, and she is thrown out. That time coming up, Spears throwing it pretty quickly to Beckley, covering it second, and Goldman out. So now a two down in the inning, and Jones at the plate. I believe the first pitch was called a ball. And that one will be a foul. Let's see if he gives the count. Count says 0-1 on the scoreboard. And that one's off the plate, so that should be ball two. Should be 2-1. Still no count from the umpire. That should be 3-1. That pitch was high, so it should be 3-1. That was called outside ball four. Okay, yeah, it was 3-1. All right, so the scoreboard never called up, and the umpire never gave a signal. So I think Jones knew what the count was. She talked to the umpire. So, yeah. 3-1, the two-out walk drawn by Jones, and it'll be Alexander West stepping to the plate. First pitch strike. West in a pop-up. In the infield, last at bat back in the second inning, a little pop up to shortstop. Here, cruise control through the game here, and that was hit in the infield, pop up to Bridgman in the circle. So, the Lady Whippets get no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base after 3.5 innings. The Whippets lead it 1-0. We're back in 30 seconds with more softball here on Boswell Media Sports.
Have you been putting off coming to the dentist lately? Hello, I'm Dr. Adam Middleton from Autumn Ridge Dental in Kosciuszko. We know life has been busy and routines have changed for many. However, we do not want you to neglect your oral health. We are treating patients with a mindset we have always held, that proper, regular, preventive care can help keep your mouth healthy and functioning properly. We want all our patients to have a smile they can be proud of. Please call us at 662-289-7076 for an appointment. Come see us and we will give you something to smile about.
Boswell Media Sports.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Coach Wildman and the Lady Warriors will send the meat of the order up. 2, 3, and 4 coming. That'll be Jory McKnight, Addison Owen, and Sadie Stegall. Lady Whippets lead it 1-0. They got a one run in the top of the first inning. They loaded the bases, and then Campbell Blaine came to the plate, and she had a grounder to shortstop, and the only play the Warriors had was the third base. So McKinley Dickerson ends up coming home to score, and that's the only score in the ball game so far. The lefty, Joy McKnight, the right fielder. She's a junior, 347 batter. Last time she tried to slap a bunt down, and Gracie Williams was able to throw her out at first base. and back in the zone and shows that butt, but drag, and she swings that time, and it's foul. So, one strike. Pretty good crowd here from both squads, as you can imagine. Third round playoffs, big series. That one's hit the pass. Dickerson at shortstop. And that's a leadoff single for McKnight. I imagine quite surely we'd see a bunt here by Owen with McKnight's speed at first. So let's see what Coach Wildman draws up here. That one's hit into left center field. It's going to roll all over the fence. That'll probably tie the ball game. Yeah, McKnight comes in to score, and Owen with a double. That ties the ball game. Still nobody out. Sandy Stegall, the first baseman, comes to the plate. Last time she will pop up on the infield. Yeah, just aggressive hitting. So they're coming up there. They're just trying to get to Whitehead quickly in the count before she can really get the pitches going. So we're tied at one. And she looks for the fastball, strike one. Pretty good number of students out in this little student deck they have over left field. They got a couple of flags out there, a little deck. Students have in there, and good stop behind the plate by West. Keeps the ball in front of her as it was in the dirt for ball one, and it makes the count even. But yeah, the Pontotoc softball field, kind of a, it's, you know, that we call the baseball field the hollow. That's what they call it up here. Well, this is also in a hole, but it's not on school campus. He calls that pitch off the plate for ball two. I guess it's off the plate. But yeah, we're over here behind an elementary school. In a hole behind the elementary school over here. So it's not on campus. It's sort of a different setup. Just neat. The pitch is fouled back into the netting. But yeah, you come in off the highway, and there's an elementary school. You got to drive around back, and you can park in the parking lot where the elementary school kids, where the elementary school teachers park, or you can park out beyond the fence, which is where we parked. That's a, yeah, interesting set of stands built into the side of a hill. 2-2 pitch is hit foul and misplayed by a couple of Whippet parents up in the stands. But yeah, stands in the side of a hill, a concrete with some premium seating there. So you don't have to bring your own chairs. They got them right there. So it's a neat, as I said, a neat setup. But it's still a 2-2 count. And there's a changeup, and that'll be the second serve first strikeout of the game for Whitehead. And that's a big out for Whitehead and the Whippets. First out of the inning, and Channing Lane steps in. Lane hit a one through the gap at shortstop. Last at bat. Ended up being thrown out at second on a stolen base attempt. Surprise, they hadn't shown any. Bunt, that one popped up high. I think it's going to get out of play, and it will. West gave chase behind home plate. Thought she might have a play on it, but it did get on out of here. And behind home plate, about the normal depth that you would expect, maybe a little bit further back than the home ballpark, but definitely a lot further back than that ballpark in Itawamba. There was maybe 8 feet between the catcher and the backstop. There was a lot more area here. Fastball high off the plate, ball one. So we've tied the ball game here in the fourth inning. Pontotoc getting a double from Addison Owen. And then there's a little drop ball. Bottom falls out of that one. And laying all over the top of it. Good pitch there from Whitehead. Fourth innings for Whippet Base Softball presented by the Itali County Co-op, and Lane swings, comes up empty, second strikeout in a row, third Surf Pro strikeout of the night for, or the afternoon for Whitehead, and that sends Lexi Rogers to the plate. Rogers 0 for 1. She's a left fielder. She grounded out to shortstop. First pitch is a fastball called strike one. Inning's the longest inning we've had for either ball club here. There's a changeup that Rogers got out ahead of and hit it down to foul down to third base. Coach Wildman building his position cleanly out there. That hit sharply and a great catch, one-handed catch, right? One-handed catch made by a whippet parent in the stands. Might get him a Dr. Pepper, a Coke, something, side him up. Didn't even flinch. Just stuck his head out there and caught it. Couldn't move. Anyway, it's still one, a 0-2 count to Lexi Rogers. And tried to get her to swing at that low pitch there. And discipline from Rogers. She stayed off of it. But that time it wasn't the changeup and low in the zone. It was the fastball low in the zone. Well, 1-2 pitch coming from Whitehead. It's foul. Back over here in front of us. That netting's got a lot of give to it. That one came pretty close to us over here. I would not have caught it like our pal in the bleachers did. That one's just going to come. If it hits, it hits. But the count remains 1-2. That one's hit up the middle, and Whitehead catches it herself out of the air for the final out. But there were one run on two hits. No errors. One left on base. We're tied at 1-4. Back in 60 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
For those of you that want to know what we're all about.
That one hit hard in the left field. Going back, it's gone. Leadoff home run for Anna Grace Whitehead gives the Whippets a 3-0 lead.
Anna Grace, your leadership and power both on the mound and at the plate are why your teammates and the Whippet faithful love you. For your family and friends, it's the young woman you are on and off the field that makes you a champion. Good luck to you and the Lady Whippets from the Whitehead family.
Whitehead strikes out the side.
Let's go!
Your pharmacist is more than someone who fills your prescriptions. Your pharmacist helps you understand what medications you're taking. Your pharmacist makes sure your insurance is filed correctly. And your pharmacist answers any other questions you may have regarding your medications.
Hi, I'm Rob Pickle, registered pharmacist and owner of Pickle's Drugstore. It is my goal to give you the personal attention you need to improve your health and well-being. My staff and I are here to serve you.
Pickle's Drugstore, your hometown pharmacy, on the east side of the square in Kosciuszko.
Boswell Media Sports.
During the break there, we had a pinch hitter. The Atlanta Grace Mantell going to come in and hit in that designated player spot of Gracie Kate Burrell. First pitch from Bridgman is fouled off out of play. 1-1, the game. We're tied as we hit the top of the fifth inning. Fifth inning for Whippets softball presented by Kazi Auto Parts. Let's go Auto Parts. Rough, ain't it? Another foul ball. That one hit a long way. Just foul out of play. So Mansell in the hole here behind the count 0-2 to Bridgman. Bridgman had a tough first inning. After that, she's been smooth sailing for the Lady Warriors. That pitch fastball. Mansell thought about pulling the trigger, but she held up. So, go back to the top of the order after this with the Dickerson. There's another one hit foul down the line. She's out in front of it a little bit. We told you that Bridgman, she's got a changeup. And when we say a changeup, we mean a changeup as in you could change your clothes by the time it gets to home plate. It would take a long time to get there. So if she works that fastball and then gets that changeup, it can be tough on a hitter. That one's hit back to Bridgman. Throws it off a hop in the circle and throws the first for the out. Top of the order, McKinley Dickerson. Dickerson today 0 for 1. Pop fly in the first. She hit one over here behind first base. In the third. And then she walked and scored in the first. And the only run of the game so far for Kosciuszko. We're tied up at one here in the third round of the playoffs. This is Whippet softball. There's that changeup that Bridgman likes to open with. That time, low ball one. Bridgman. Delivery is sent foul back behind us over here. And I think a Pontotoc parent caught that one. Or maybe no, the Pontotoc athletic director called that one. Spoke to him before the game. Came and talked to us. Thanked us for the video stream broadcast we did for the Kosciuszko and Pontotoc baseball. There's another ball that's hit foul. And that one over here by us, by the first base dugout. So that'll make it 1-2. The count to Dickerson. But yeah, spoke with the athletic director. He's very gracious and thankful, that's it, for the broadcast we did for the Kosciuszko Pontotoc baseball series. That was a roller to short. Lane plays it off a low hop. Throws across to first base for the out. Mary Kimball Price stepping in, and she is yet to register an at-bat because she's been walked twice. She has not seen anything to hit. Nothing whatsoever. Now, they haven't intentionally walked her, but yeah, she's not seen anything. And that one rolls to the plate for ball one. It's one of these old, they're not just going to put her on, but they sure don't want to pitch to the Whippet freshman. That one low in the zone, ball two. That's about the best one that she's seen all afternoon. And it was still a little low in the zone. She's not going to be able to do much with it. Bridgman, I think some cards or like her note cards or thing they wear on their wrist kind of fell out of her back pocket there. So they've been down to pick that up. That's the stoppage in play. High fastball, ball three. At some point, I wonder if on one of these 3-0 pitches, they're going to let Price, they're going to give her a green light. But yeah, they have seen absolutely nothing at all anywhere near the zone. There is the green light, knocked down by Lane at third. She'll throw to first, won't be in time. But I told you, they're going to give Price the green light at some point. And she makes a pay with a single down the third base line. Yeah, that one hit Lane. She had a dive towards the bag at third, and it hit off her glove and then rolled into foul territory. And she jumped up and did make a throw to first, but well behind what Price is able to get down the line. So that'll bring up Anna Grace Whitehead, two down in the inning. And Whitehead is 1-for-2 today. She singled in the first, and she hit a long fly ball back to center field. But she was out in the third. I mean, that one was hit well. We have a runner at first. I have Gracie Roseman, I think, at first. I can't quite see. I said that's down the line away from us just a little bit. And so we're right here next to the Lady Whippet dugout. So that first base side is blocked our view. We're just kind of having to rely on the umpire for those plays at first. So,
yeah.
It is Gracie Roseman running at first base. I couldn't quite tell, quite make out that number. I knew it was a single digit. process of elimination sent me to Roseman. That pitch is low in the dirt, ball one. Stoppage in play because Coach Robin went out and all those papers and things that were falling out of Bridgman's pockets, he got those from her. So all those cards that she has, you know, to look on their wrist and everything. High ball two. So Whippets have a runner on first, one out in the inning, and we're tied at one. We're at the top of the fifth. We started a little bit before five. That one's hit deep. Getting out, and it's gone. Home run, two-run home run for Anna Grace Whitehead, and the Whippets retake the lead. Almost in the deepest part of the ballpark. The Whitehead touches them all. That will be her 10th home run of the season. She hit it, and I thought off the bat it had it, but then, you know, that's a deep part of the ballpark, and it was just to the left of where the fence starts going up. So you got about a 6 or 7 foot fence around the outfield. Maybe about 5 feet around the outfield. And then it starts going up to about 9, maybe 8, 9, 10 feet. First pitch to Campbell Blaine is high for ball one. But, yeah, so that one kind of barely got over the fence, but it still counts. So it's a home run. Whippets lead it 3-1. Campbell Blaine at the plate. Low ball two. Her last at-bat in the third inning was the first time she failed to reach base in this postseason. She reached base every time she was at the plate in the Itawamba series, and she reached base her first at-bat on a fielder's choice. She looks at ball three there, high out of the zone. That'll make it 3-1. Oh, excuse me, 3-0. There's no strikes. Oh. Blaine, the only lefty here in the lineup. And that time, Brisbane able to come back into the zone for strike one. But yeah, Campbell Blaine, the cleanup hitter for Coach Tony Terry. That's about eye level. It'll be ball four, so a two-out walk. Blaine reaches base, and Gracie Williams stepping in. Williams 0 for 2. She hit one shallow center field last time, and then back in the first, she hit into the infield fly. She shows bunt there. Runner trying to take second, and Blaine's into center second. They're going to try to send Blaine to third, and she gets to third. So the ball rolled into center field, and it didn't roll very far. But if it's anybody else, they probably don't let her go to third there, but it's Blaine. She's one of the fastest on the team. So stolen base, and then gets on over to third on the overthrow. Well, it wasn't an overthrow. The ball bounced and Beckley not able to hold on to it. I think the pitch was called a ball. Williams showed bunt, but I believe she pulled it back. Now, umpire's not giving us a signal. There's one hit deep in the center field, but Hill camps out in it, and she'll make the catch a few feet from the base of the wall. Whippets get two runs on two hits. There were no errors, and one left on base. After 4.5 innings, Whippets lead it 3-1. We're back in 30 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
Life is full of surprises. Some good, some not so good. Hi, I'm Michelle Nicholson, your local State Farm agent. My team and I are here to help with good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates for everyone. Yep, that's right. At State Farm, you get great service and great rates with every policy, so you can be prepared for all of life's surprises. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call my team and I at Michelle Nicholson State Farm at 662-289-5537 or visit us on the east side of the square in Kosciuszko.
Boswell Media Sports.
Fifth inning of play here from Pontotoc, and it's the bottom half of the fifth. Fifth innings are presented by Kosciuszko Auto Parts. Hashtag rough, ain't it? And it should be the bottom third of the order due up for the Lady Warriors. That'll be 7, 8, and 9. Kelsey Spears, Avery Bridgman, and Ella Hill. Spears will lead things off. She's the catcher, and she grounded out the second, her only other at bat in the ball game. So we're wondering how we're already in the fifth inning. We are rolling. Tina Turner and CCR don't have anything on the way. We're rolling right now. First pitch from Whitehead to Spears is low outside ball one. We started, I think, well, the game was originally set to start at 6. Then the rain forecast came, so they moved it to 5. And when we got here, both coaches were like, let's start as quickly as possible on the field while they were talking. So we went on the, I think the first pitch would end up being about, that pitch is called strike one, fastball. First pitch was about 457, 458. So, yeah, and they aren't given on the changeover between innings or even between, you know, offensive, defensive, you know, for each team. It's only a couple of warm-up tosses, and that's it. Pitch rolls away, low in the dirt, bounces up, catches West off the chest protector. Going to be 2 balls, 1 strike. But, yeah, there's not a lot of time. I mean, the maybe 3 warm-up tosses between innings and, you know, when you go from the top to the bottom. So everybody just like, let's just get here before the rain comes. A 2-1 pitch. It hits off of Spears' leg. So she swung, and I think that one hit off the top of her leg, on top of her foot, but it rolled foul right in front of the plate. So that'll make it 2-2. There's that low changeup that Whitehead tries to get the batters to chase after. That discipline shown there by Spears. Spears is a freshman. Swinging strike 3. Swung over the top of it. Low in the zone. I think that's the 4th Surf Pro strikeout is for Whitehead. Bridgman stepping up to the plate. I'm not sure we have a stoppage in play. Don't know what is going on. Only talking to the athletic director over here. Anyway, it's 3-1. Kosciuszko in the lead, bottom of the fifth. And, yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. But anyway, umpire calls athletic director behind home plate, comes and talks to him. I don't know if he has to if he had to tell someone to calm down or something. I don't know. Not privy to what happened there. Fastball is high, ball one to Bridgman. Bridgman hit a single back up the middle in the third inning, her previous at-bat. Bridgman, the sophomore pitcher, and there's a good-looking pitch from Whitehead. Started high in the zone, comes back down, and just took a little off of it. Okay. Alexandra West getting the signals in from Coach Terry. Now Whitehead delivers, and it's that changeup that Bridgman was way over the top of, couldn't connect. That'll make it 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's one hit into shallow center field. Campbell Blaine will have to come in a few steps and make the catch. Wouldn't hit very hard. Blaine had her played a pretty good spot. Don't have the dimensions here at the ballpark, but if I had to guess, I'd say it's probably about 210 all the way around. I don't think it's quite as long in dead center as Kosciuszko's. I know Kosciuszko's in dead center is 216. So it looks like about, I'd say 210 all the way around. Fastball high outside, ball one. Lady Whippets in the all-black uniforms. We didn't give you the fashion report. Lady Whippets all-black uniforms. That's a Kosciuszko written in maroon across the chest and in the maroon numeral. There's a little one hit on the infield, and Mayor Kimball Price playing shallow, able to come up and make a great play to pull it out of the air. And that will end the inning. We played five. The Lady Whippets lead it 3-1. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. To the sixth inning we go. Whippets lead it by two. We're back in 30 seconds on Boswell Media Sports.
When birthdays and special occasions arrive, Sullivan's Drugs and Gifts is the best place to shop for fashionable and classic gifts, home decor, jewelry, hobo purses and wallets. They have new spring footwear and clothing arriving daily. And remember, Sullivan's Drugs and Gifts has the most recent wedding registry, whether you're getting married or shopping for the bride and groom. Shop Sullivan's. Sullivan's Drugs and Gifts, Highway 12 across from McDonald's in Kosciuszko.
Boswell Media Sports.
Six innings for Kosciuszko Whippets softball presented by Pickles Drug Store. Whippets a two-run lead in the sixth inning. They'll send 6, 7, and 8 to the plate. Nicely called Lindsey K. Jones, Alexandra West. This is the third round of the playoffs, and we told you the winner of this series will move on to play the winner of the Houston and West Lauderdale series. Don't have any other games going on tonight that I know of that we could keep you up to date on, because this game was originally scheduled to start. It'll be a Friday-Saturday affair, but Pontotoc having the prom on Saturday night, they moved it up. Want the girls to be able to, you know, have the day to get ready for that. So Coach Terry was working with Coach Wildman on that. As the first pitch to Macy Coleman is high for ball one. Yeah, West Lauderdale, of course, with the fans, very, very familiar with that ball club. And Pontotoc and Houston, actually, in the same division. Coleman looks at ball two. A little inside. Houston, actually, the only team in Region 2 to beat Pontotoc. They are 9-1 in Region 2, and it was a loss to Houston. Overall, they're 20-7, and they do have one tie. Coleman makes a cut at that one, and he fouls it off behind home plate. Yeah, this Pontotoc team has some wins over some good ball clubs. East Union was a pretty good ball club up here in North Mississippi. South Hillo, another big win over South Hillo. So Pontotoc's got a good ball club. One hit to second base, Owen up with it. And she throws across for the out.
Play number four, Lizzie Cage Jones.
I'm going to bring up Lizzie Cage Jones, 0-for-1 today. She did reach on a walk in the fourth inning. So Jones will dig in. Jones, the right fielder. Jones, one of the returning starters from last year's state championship squad, sends a charge into one in the right field, and McKnight makes a great play out in right field. That's just robbed of a base hit. Was Jones. I thought that one was going to be a gapper, but McKnight, with her speed, able to just run it down out in right field. And she got there with some time to spare, actually. So McKnight able to rob one away from Jones, and it brings Alexander West to the plate. That change up to open the at-bat from Bridgman. West 0-for-2, a couple of pop-ups. Pop-up on the infield, and more of a line drive out. She hit one right back up the middle to Bridgman. There's another pop-up, and a couple of people coming in, and it's Stiegel that calls off everybody from first base and makes the catch in front of the Whippets dugout. So that's a quick inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. The Lady Warriors will send the top of the order to the plate when we get back. Whippets lead it 3-1. We're back in 30 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
Renaissance Insurance is your neighborhood insurance partner. Renaissance Insurance makes you feel at home with your home insurance. When you hit the road, Renaissance Insurance makes sure it's with the right auto coverage tailored for you. Renaissance Insurance takes the hassle out of sorting through business insurance. One stop, complete coverage. Call Robbie Robertson, Bradley Tyler, or Michael Hatcher at 662-289-4621. Renaissance Insurance, Court Square, Kosciuszko.
Boswell Media Sports.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Lady Whippets leading it 3-1. Excuse me, leading it by 2 runs. 3-1 here from Pontotoc on a muggy, muggy Mississippi afternoon. It's 81 degrees, and it feels more about like 89 with the humidity. And just one of those days where it feels sticky outside. My notes here, they're starting to feel a little damp. You know, if you leave a piece of paper out in the summertime, it gets damp. That's kind of how our notes feel here at the ballpark. As we've been telling you all game long, the rain coming in. That's why we have been on the air for about an hour and maybe 10 minutes, and we're already in the sixth inning. Allie Beckley stepping in. She reached an error in the third, ended up getting caught in a rundown trying to take second base. She also grounded out in the first. She is a speedster, committed to Itawamba, or signed with Itawamba Community College. Down the line at third, it'll get into the corner, and they're going to send her to third, and it hits off of her leg, and it will be an inside-the-park home run for Beckley. Yeah, that one was hit down the line, right at third, over the bag. Not much of a play for Price there. Got caught up in the outfield. Coleman comes in, tries to throw it in, and it hits Beckley as she's trying to go to third, and that sends it over into the foul territory, so she's able to come on home. So that will cut the Whippet lead to just 1 on the home run by inside the park home run by Beckley, as Jory McKnight, the lefty, attempts to slap one down, and she comes up empty. McKnight, the lefty, does it again, and Coleman going to try to take it, and she can't. Throw it into second base will keep the runner at first. That one was hit very, very shallow over towards the line. Coleman was going to think about diving, probably did the smart thing to keep it in front of her and just let it fall and scoop it up. So it's a single and runner at first. No doubt McKnight's headed to second right here on this play. Let's see if they try to butt Owen. That one's hit up the middle. Dickerson will step on second and throw to first in time to get the out. The old 6-3 double play, exactly what the Whippets needed. So 6-3 double play was just hit perfectly for Dickerson to grab it, step on the bag, and fire to first. And Owens and McKnight both have speed, so there was no room for error for Dickerson on that one, and she played it perfectly. 2 down now, Gall coming to the plate. She's 0 for 2. Struck out her last at bat. Well, it's a foul. It'll get way out of play. I don't think anybody's making a play on that one. Whitehead taking her time to, this is Seagal, the first baseman. Hit up the middle, and Dickerson plays her position, catches it out of the air right in front of the bag. So there was 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We will go to the seventh inning. Whippets lead it by 1-3-2. We're back in 30 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
For those of you that want to know what we're all about.
That one hit hard in the left field. Going back, it's gone. Leadoff home run for Anna Grace Whitehead gives the Whippets a 3-0 lead.
Anna Grace, your leadership and power both on the mound and at the plate are why your teammates and the Whippet faithful love you. For your family and friends, it's the young woman you are on and off the field that makes you a champion. Good luck to you and the Lady Whippets from the Whitehead family.
Whitehead strikes out the side.
Let's go!
Boswell Media Sports.
Seventh inning for Lady Whippet softball, presented by Central Electric Power Association. Oh, it's 3-2. Whippets in the lead. Going to the bottom of the inning, or to the top of the final inning of play, and It'll be the bottom of the order, then we go back to the top. So Anna Grace Mansell, the designated player, she'll step in, and then we'll go back to the top. Dickerson and Price. Let's see. Mansell hit one back to the pitcher. Her only other at bat, Gracie Kate Burrell, started as the designated player. She struck out next time through the order. Mansell was sent up there, and now she's back again. She swings at one, and it's hit in the shallow right field, and it's dropped. Magnite had to come a long way, and she dropped it. I'm not 100% sure how we'll score that. I didn't see it. All I know is that she got a glove on it, but it was a long, 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 long run. It's probably going to be a single for Mansell. Back to the top of the order. And Dickerson tries to lay down a bunt and fouls it off. Yeah, Mansell come up swinging at the first pitch, and it was shallow. Magnite's got that speed, but she just couldn't get to it, I said. And that right side of the field kind of blocked for us. All I know is that it's a runner on first base. Dickerson lays out a bunt, and the only play will be at first. And there's Zach Bunt. It's completed for Dickerson. 2-3 on the putout. Runner moves to second base. Mary Kimball Price comes to the plate, and I'm going to say Price hasn't had much to hit. She had to swing at a 3-0 count her last at bat, because she's just not seen anything. She's been walked twice. But change up, Bridgman's been known to open with, and it's low, ball one. But yeah, the first two times Price was at the plate, she walked. And then in the fifth inning, there's one popped up. That one plays off the dugout right here next to us. So it's a high, high, high hit out. But it's kind of leave up at 1-1. But yeah, her last at bat, she got a 3-0 count. And I figured at some point they were going to give her the green light. They did. She hit it down the third base line. Lane knocked it down at third. There's one hit to shortstop. And Beckley plays it. Only play is at first base. Mansell has to stay put at second. So that'll be a 6-3 putout. Runner stays at second, two down in the inning. Anna Grace Whitehead stepping in. She's 2-for-3, hit a two-run home run, and he wants no part of that. He's going to put Whitehead on at first base. Intentional walk to Whitehead, and so that'll bring up Campbell Blaine. Blaine walked her last at bat, reached on a fielder's choice in the first. The only time this postseason she hasn't reached her base safely is in the third inning when she hit a grounder back to first base, or excuse me, to the pitcher. And a courtesy runner at first for Whitehead. I believe that is Laura Beth Wood. Can't see the number, but I believe that's who it was. Anyway, courtesy runner at first base for Whitehead is indeed going to be Laura Beth Wood. So, yeah. So, runners on first and second, two down in the inning, and the lefty Campbell Blaine at the plate. That one's low. It's going to roll to the backstop. Bounces. Everybody going to be able to advance. So that'll be a wild pitch. And let's see. Mansell goes to third. And Wood goes to second. Blaine with the 1-0 count. And she swings at a fastball right there. Not able to connect. I think a base hit right here probably gets two runs across. High, out of the zone, ball two. Stay around for the Wendy's post game. We'll recap this one as the clouds start rolling in here at the ballpark. There's one hit foul out of play.
Two strikes, two out. What do you say, word, man?
That'll make it a 2-2 count to Blaine. Runners on second and third. The Pontotoc faithful here going to stand to their feet. There's a maroon-white chant breaking out. 2-2 pitch. And that time, Blaine swings and able to get just enough of it to stay alive at the plate. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two runners on base. Campbell Blaine, the sophomore center fielder at the plate. Brisbane delivers. That one, a called strike three. Ooh, that one was close. Thought it was a little off the plate. But there were no runs on one hit, no errors, and two left on base. To the bottom of the seventh inning, Whippets have a one-run lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Boswell Media Sports.
Wendy's without the Wendy's app is like Nugs without the sauce. Or a Frosty without the fries. Or a hamburger without the fresh beef.
No!
Level up.
Get the app to order ahead, order delivery, earn free food, and get app-exclusive offers. One app, all the Wendy's.
Offer for a limited time at participating Wendy's. Terms apply. App registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Boswell Media Sports.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Whippets with a one-run lead, 3-2 over Pontotoc. The Warriors will send 5, 6, and 7 to the plate. That's Channing Lane, Lexi Rogers, and Kelsey Spears. Seventh inning for Whippets softball, presented by Central Electric Power Association. Oh, Lane today, 1-for-2. Struck out and singled. She is the third baseman. And that pitch, the one hit she got, she came up swinging at the first pitch. And that pitch is a fastball. Called a ball. I'm not sure. I can't tell you where it was or where it wasn't because it looked pretty good from here. There's one hit to Williams at second. Sits down on it and throws it. In time for the out. 4-3 put out. That was a hard hit ball. But Williams had her played just right. Shaded a little bit to first base. So she sat down on it and threw it to first to Rutherford for the out. One down in the inning. And Lexi Rogers stepping in. Rogers, the left fielder. The only other senior on this ball club. There's Beckley. We've been talking about her being the senior. But as far as I can tell, Rogers is the only other senior. Air ball hit on the infield. Dickerson will call it off for the second out. That was hit behind the bag at third base. And Dickerson calls everybody off to catch that one. So that'll bring up Kelsey Spears, the catcher. Kelsey Spears, 0-for-2. Pontotoc fans getting into it. Whippet fans getting into it. Fastball low inside, ball one. I'm going to turn up my headphones here just a little bit so I can hear myself more so than the fans here. But, hey, it's third round softball action. Everyone's going to be hanging on every pitch. That one's hit to Dickerson at short. She plays it off a hop. The high throw, and it gets away at first base. Going to second is Spears. So, that's an error, and Bridgman coming to the plate. So now there's a runner in scoring position, and that is the tying run, and Bridgman stepping in. Bridgman is 1-for-2 today. The first error of the ball game for the Whippets as West walks out. I don't know. Maybe there's a – no, there's a courtesy runner. Pinch runner out of second. Okay. I didn't think they were going to pinch hit for Bridgman, but, no, I can't see who the runner is. And the PA's been pretty good about telling us the names, so we might be able to try to hear that. But Bridgman coming up, two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. Whippets with a one-run lead. 3-2. And pitcher versus pitcher here. You got Whitehead versus Bridgman. There's a little roller hit to the mound, and the throw to first is in time for the out. There is 1-3 put out. Whitehead defends her position, and the Whippets get the win 3-2. Oh, it wasn't easy, but the Whippets got the win and take a 1-0 lead in the series. We will step aside for a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll move into our Wendy's postgame report. And the Whippets win this one in a nail biter, 3-2. Back in 2 minutes here on Boswell Media Sports.
To the providers at Premier Medical Group Kosciuszko and Trace Urgent Care, your good health is their priority. That's why it's so important to take advantage of your insurance's wellness visit and Healthy You appointments with Premier Medical Group.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gray Wallace, reminding you that it's important to maintain your health and wellness by taking advantage of your annual wellness or Healthy You benefit provided by your insurance plan. We can help you maintain your health and prevent illnesses like cardiovascular disease and certain cancers.
Premier Medical Group Kosciuszko, 289-1800, and Premier Medical Group Trace Urgent Care, 289-9155. Call to get your wellness or Healthy You appointment scheduled today.
Attention all you guys and girls, or at least the ones that came into the world via your mother. This Sunday is Mother's Day. Did you forget?
Uh-oh.
So celebrate your mother at the Itala County Co-op. They have all their home and garden 25% off, along with a select section of ladies' t-shirts 25% off. You can create a custom gift basket just for your mom.
I love you.
The Mother's Day sale. This Wednesday through Saturday at the Itala County Co-op, Highway 12 in Kosciuszko.
Rough, ain't it?
If your idea of an impulse purchase is a 300-amp Crinkus's battery charger, then CarQuest is for you.
This is Jay Price.
If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you.
Come see us at Kosciuszko Auto Parts.
CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Real parts. CarQuest, which is Kosciuszko Auto Parts.
With over 800,000 available parts, CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Kosciuszko Auto Parts. Rough, ain't it?
Itala County Bank is now open at the corner of Highway 12 and 35. Commercial consumer loans, checking savings online, and mobile banking friendly financial services that truly fit your needs. With local calls and local decisions, it's what we do. Call 662-290-6963. Itala County Bank, a branch of Holmes County Bank, now open in Kosciuszko. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Boswell Media Sports.
Welcome into the Wendy's postgame show. It's a final here from Pontotoc. Lady Whippets win it 3-2 in a very, very close ball game and a very, very quick ball game. I've broken a sweat, not just because of it's hot Mississippi made weather, but because that game was all of about an hour. Let's see, we went on at 4:57. And what we ended at about 6:23. Yeah, we're looking at an hour and 25 minutes. My math is great, and it's not very good, but it's something along those lines. Anyway, Lady Whippets get the win 3-2. Your winning pitcher, Anna Grace Whitehead, 7 innings pitched, gives up 6 hits, strikes out 4, just gives up the 2 runs, no walks. That's big. When you look at defensively or offensively for the for the Whippets, they only had 4 hits. You had Anna Grace Whitehead with 2 of those. She had a home run and a single. Your other hits came from Mary Kimball Price and Macy Coleman. Other than that, Mansell got a hit, so that would be 5 hits. So Anna Grace Mansell with the hit. But scoring got underway in the first inning. Whippets pushed 1 across, a couple of walks to open the game. And then Whitehead hit her infield or her single and then loaded the bases. After that, a fielder's choice by Campbell Blaine brought the runner from third home, made it 1-0. And then after that, it was pretty much business as usual through the order. And then we get to the fourth inning when the Lady Warriors had a leadoff single by Jory McKnight and the double from Addison Owen tied the ball game. After that, the Lady Whippets and Lady Warriors kind of traded big innings, or not say big innings, but long innings. And then with two outs in the fifth inning, Anna Grace Whitehead comes up after a single by Mary Kimball Price to extend the inning. Anna Grace Whitehead, it's a two-run home run, and that's the difference in the ballgame, 3-2. After that, it was the sixth inning when a leadoff infield or inside the park home run by Beckley was the only other run the Lady Warriors were able to get on the board. And then after the top of the seventh, the Lady Whippets threatened a leadoff single by Mansell and a sack bunt to get her to second base. There was a ground out by Mary Kimball Price and then an intentional walk. The count went full to Campbell Blaine, and then a questionable call on a strike three ended the Whippet threat there in the seventh. And then in the bottom of the seventh, there were two quick outs and then an error on a throw from shortstop to first base, extended the inning. And Bridgman's final at-bat went to the circle, and Whitehead came off the mound and or the circle and threw it to first base for the out. So Whitehead gets the win. Bridgman takes the loss. Whippets get a leg up here on the competition in game one. We'll be back with you tomorrow for game two. That game at Peggy Abels Field in Kosciuszko. Scheduled to be a 6 o'clock first pitch. Now, I don't know if there's rain involved. It might move up, all that. It's the way these things are going here, this series, it kind of seems just kind of waiting to see. But we will be back there at the home ballpark tomorrow at some point. I think 6 o'clock first pitch is what we're shooting for. We'll be on the air just before that here on Breezy 101, breezynews.com, the Breezy 101 app. And I want to say thank you to Donald back at the studio keeping us on the air. We had a great job coming in right when we needed to on the we had the quick start at, 4:57, and we came up right after the national anthem. So great job by Donald back at the studio. And I guess we got to name an Autumn Ridge Dental player of the game. And I guess for the second game in a row, we'll go with Anna Grace Whitehead. She had a great game in the circle. We told you her stats, 7 innings pitched, gave up 6 hits, struck out 4, just the 2 runs, and at the plate, 2-for-3 with a home run, a single, and 2 runs driven in. So your Autumn Ridge Dental player of the game, Anna Grace Whitehead, Autumn Ridge Dental. Now, that's something to smile about. But we're going to get on the road, and we're going to get out of the weather here before it starts downpouring, which is what we're afraid is going to happen here in just a few moments. But for everyone else at Boswell Media Sports, for Melissa, Lisa, Laura, Brian, Philip Palmetry, everyone saying, this is Breck Riley signing off, saying good night, and go Whippet.